stated that if realized, the 3 million houses program will support the success of the free nutritious meal program. According to him, MBG will be effective when children live in healthy homes, stated in public hearing with DPR Commission 5 at the Parliament Building in Senayan on Tuesday, May 20, 2025. The Indonesian Trade Ministry has seized millions of Chinese goods imported by PT Asialum Trading Indonesia. The goods were seized because they did not meet the Indonesian regulatory standards. The ministry will investigate the business, actors, or importers, further stated during a press conference session at the storage warehouse at Cikopa, Tangerang Regency on Thursday, May 20, 2025. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia
to the world. Voice of Indonesia. VOA.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
gila-gilaan, 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 gila-gilaan.
RRA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRA Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRA Digital.
Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to Afternoon Talk with me, Unika. As an archipelago country with more than 17,000 islands, Indonesia is blessed with extraordinary marine biodiversity. But with that gift comes a greater responsibility, of course, to protect our coastal ecosystem from threats such as pollution, climate change, and unsustainable practices. To discuss this matter, we are joined by Bapak Heri Seputro, Balikpapan's Fisheries and Marine Supervisor and Surveillance, and together we'll dive into the current situation, challenges, and efforts to safeguard East Kalimantan's marine life, particularly in Balikpapan. Good afternoon, Pak Heri. How are you?
Good afternoon. Fine, thank you. And how about you?
Yes, I'm fine, Pa. Thank you very much. Okay, let's jump in with the questions, shall we? Can you tell us about the current situation of biodiversity in East Kalimantan, especially in Balikpapan? What is the included of the biodiversity?
Yeah. I think it's good. Biodiversity of Balikpapan, especially East Kalimantan, I think it's good. So many ETP, we can call ETP, Endangered, Threatened, and Protected Species, ETP. So in Balikpapan, we have four marine mammal, Duyung Dugong, and Pesut, or Kaela Breviros Tris, and then Finless Porpoise, Neo Pocaina Pocainodes, and then Tursiop Aduncus, Bottlenose Dolphin. Four marine mammal, and then in the world has seven kind of turtle, and Indonesia has six kind of turtle, but in Balikpapan, in East Kalimantan, only three. Green turtle, Chelona midas, and then hawksbill turtle, Eretmochelys imbricata, and then the lekang, the green turtle, Lepidochelys olivacea, and then also we have diversity living fossil in the world has four horseshoe crab, host who crab, a living fossil. And then in Balikpapan, we have three kind of host who crab. Tachypleus gigas, Tachypleus tridentatus, and Carcinus corpus rotundi cauda. This is biodiversity of Indonesia. And then about in the mangrove, we can find begantan, Nasalis larvatus. And then also in the rainforest, we can find sunbear, Helarctos malayanus, also Macaca fascicularis, long-tail monkey, and then also we can find orangutan. Yeah, okay, I think it's enough.
Whoa, so the biodiversity in East Kalimantan is indeed rich. It has EPP, it has marine mammal like dugong, three kind of turtles, living fossils, mangrove, bekantan, and even orangutan. That's very interesting. But can you tell me more about this biodiversity that we have? What kind of obstacles do you face in implementing biodiversity conservation?
I think only two things. I think only human resources and then of course budget or funds. We have two protected biodiversity. We need budget. So many budget. Yeah, and then also human resources. Because in Indonesia, as the people or the person is. So many people is not educated. So we need special human resources to protect the marine biodiversity, rainforest biodiversity. We need human resources. I think that's right. I think so it's enough.
The obstacles are lack of human resources and also lack of budget issues. That's very, very sad, but in order to protect our marine environment, what have you done or what have your agency or institution done to protect our marine environment?
Yeah, we have a lot of to do, a lot of something to do, special for rehabilitation for mangrove ecosystem, and rehabilitation seagrass ecosystem, and then rehabilitation coral reef ecosystem, and then also we give education for the young generation, for kindergarten, for elementary school, junior high school, senior high school, also in the college, and also pramuka scout. Yeah, we give education. So because this is the key. The young generation is the key to protect marine biodiversity. Because if maybe another time we die, and then so we have to need the agent of the protector. Biodiversity protector. So we give education for the young generation. Okay.
So a way of protecting the marine environment is actually to educate the young generation, which are the key to protect our marine biodiversity, because the young generation is our next agent in order to protect our sea. That's very interesting. And my next question is, amidst the threat of global climate change, does it affect the sustainability of marine biodiversity in East Kalimantan, especially in Balikpapan?
Yeah, of course, but it's not directly. Long term, we will change everything because of climate change, and then ice melting, global warming. Of course, this is has impact to the marine biodiversity, especially in Balikpapan and East Kalimantan. But not 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 directly. So need long term. So we have a lot of people. We need a lot of people a lot of stakeholder. To work together to protect the marine biodiversity.
To protect
because
together.
Of climate change, because ice melting. Yeah, this is I think like this.
Every stakeholders must be responsible for
protecting
climate change. Yes, I do agree about. And what is the current situation of mangroves and coral reefs? What are the functions of those things for humans and also other living things?
Yeah, about mangrove is a very good mangrove in Balikpapan, of course in East Kalimantan. About coral reef, not so good, and about seagrass also is not so good, and we have for regulation about the function of coastal ecosystem, mangrove, coral reef, and seagrass. We have four function. Ecology, and then education, ecotourism, economy, also feeding ground of the small fishes and small creature, feeding ground, nursery ground, and then spawning ground, and also mangrove and rainforest likes to have a chain of blue carbon.
Blue carbon.
So the rainforest one time about blue carbon rainforest, and then about mangrove 4 until 5 times, and then coral reef and seagrass produce oxygen until 20 time, 20 time of rainforest produce oxygen, and then observe carbon dioxide. This is a blue carbon. We can call a blue carbon or blue economy, because dynamic nation in the world, they have to pay. They have to pay to Indonesia about blue carbon. So this money, this budget, we can do for protect the aquatic ecosystem, mangrove, coral reef, and then seagrass. Yeah, because so many big country has so many money budget. They have to pay to Indonesia for sustainable development. Yeah, this is.
That's indeed a very enlightened information for our viewers and also listeners about the blue carbon and also blue economy that is also blue relating economy to East Kalimantan's marine environment. Yeah. But I want to know, how is this biodiversity affecting the entertainment side of marine ecosystems, such as maybe a lot of visitors or local people like to do scuba diving, for example? How does it affect the entertainment side of the oceanic environment?
Yeah, if we have Indonesia is an archipelago state, and then Indonesia also has a good underwater world. Yeah, and also me, I'm a scuba diver too. Yeah.
Oh wow, and that's then, cool,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, scuba diver.
Whoa.
Yeah. So in Indonesia, so many underwater world is so beautiful in Sabang, in Manado, in Raja Ampat, in Pulau Seribu, Karimun Jawa, in East Kalimantan also has Derawan, Kakaban, Sangalaki. There's so many biodiversity, the very good coral, very good visibility. It's so beautiful. Indonesia is very beautiful. So this is also produce devisa to Indonesia economy, I think. Yeah.
Oh, that's very cool. Since Bapak is actually one of a scuba diver as well, so it is proven, it's a fact that Indonesia has a beautiful oceanic scenery. And maybe this is the last question, Pak, that I'm going to give you. Is there any restrictions on fishing and cutting down mangroves and other recommendation to preserve nature there?
Yeah. We have a regulation to protect biodiversity. For example, the fishermen, on their net, they have to use a TD, a turtle excluder device, to release turtle from their net, their gill net. So this is the regulation, our regulation from the fishermen, for fishermen. From the fishing department, this is our regulation. So the gill net has to use a TED, turtle excluder device, for release the turtle. And then also mangrove. We have regulation. In Indonesia, coastal law. This is if someone destroy the mangrove, and then we have to they will punish. This is a criminal act. Two until 10 years in the prison, and then so they have to pay two until 10 billion they have to pay if they destroy the mangrove, coral reef or seagrass. This is a Ministry of Marine and Fisheries regulation. This is.
So the government has already applied recommendation and also regulation, including TED and also coastal law in order to protect our biodiversity and marine environment. That is very good to hear. That brings us to the end of the today's afternoon talk. A big thank you to Pak Heri Seputro. Thank you so much, Pak Heri Seputro, for joining us today on such a valuable insights of our marine and coastal biodiversity in Balikpapan. From the condition in our mangroves and coral reefs to the impact of climate change and conservation efforts, not only just that, but also the entertainment side of our marine environment, it's clear that our role in protecting nature is more vital than ever. So let's stay informed, stay engaged, and take real action in preserving the beauty and richness of our seas. I'm Yunika. Thank you for tuning in, and see you next time on the Afternoon Talk. Stay aware, stay inspired. Samudra.
tua di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ini begitu salah, tapi ini.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tati, mau bilang apa sama Ludi?
The best husband ever disuruh milih pun aku pasti akan balik ke dia lagi. Aku suka lupa untuk perasaan suami sendiri ya, kayak gimana untuk perasaan suami itu ternyata juga sedih, cuman aku selalu ngarepin dia untuk kuatin aku. Mungkin ternyata dia juga butuh sebenarnya dikuatin.
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua?
Haruskah ku memendam semua rasa? Haruskah ku memenjarakan asa? Hanya karena cinta kita tak seperti apa yang mereka mengerti. Mungkin berat tapi ku tahu apa yang kita jalani. Bersama, asalkan
tak seperti apa yang mereka mengerti. Mungkin berat tapi ku
literatur yang sudah mengatakan bahwa trisomi 13 itu pasti umurnya tidak banyak. Kita mau mematahkan statement itu. Kita pengen ngasih yang terbaik untuk Adam dari hal kayak medis maupun dari rasa kasih sayang. Itu benar-benar kita lakukan dengan sepenuh hati, dan tentunya juga perjuangan juga bentuk cinta sih, bahwa kita yakin bahwa Adam bisa sembuh. Walaupun belum ada obatnya untuk penyakitnya, cuman kita harus yakin bahwa kondisinya pasti akan membaik.
Apa yang kita jalani,
sulit mereka pahami, namun ku yakin ada jalan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Maukah lagi kau mengulang ragu dan sendu yang lama? Dia yang dulu pernah bersamamu memahat kecewa, atau kau inginkan yang baru? Sungguh menyayangimu, aku ingin dirimu yang menjadi milikku. Bersamaku mulai hari ini hilang ruang.
pernah dilewati, meski ada kecewa. Aku yang dulu tak begitu lagi, takkan ku ulangi. Jangan dulu engkau berpaling, beri ku kesempatan. Oh, aku ingin dirimu tetap jadi milikku. Bersama ku mulai hari baru, hilang ruang untuk cinta yang lain. Denganku, lupakanlah ragu denganku. Oh, 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 aku, aku, aku ingin dirimu.
Aku
for the city of shrimp, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make tari topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. The coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Karmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 kilometers away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Karmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari Topeng, or known as Topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya hajatan.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination
to Divan Tari Topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
Jadi my mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we sold that. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace as well as national and international performances. Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu, topeng
at that time, tari topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit community. Then it went to the national level as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has thought far before Wulansari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach tari topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn tari topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach tari topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih Mbak ya, ayo Neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught tari topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop tari topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan.
When we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving tari topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs tari topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri nggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariff.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform tari topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in tari topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny nari.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches tari topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
punah. I hope art and culture, particularly topeng Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Karmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level governments, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve tari topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we...
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries reported that Indonesia's fisheries export value reached to $5.7 billion in 2024. For commodities, shrimp was the main fisheries export commodity, with export value reaching $1.67 billion. The shrimp commodity contributed around 28% of the total fisheries export in Indonesia. Indonesia has exported special rice to several countries, including Saudi Arabia, as confirmed by the head of the National Food